shall we get the last show of the series on the road?
I can't believe it. My goodness.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 5, episode 10 of Sticky Pickles. Big Wood Mad and Skip Helps Herself.
Ooh, the titles are very sneaky, aren't
We're
they?
We're getting a little nuts with these titles. I have no clue. Big Wood Mad? All right. Girl, you gotta explain that one to me, because my mind is going in 5 different places reading that Big Wood Mad.
I think with my first sentence, I can set your mind at rest, because we're talking about Rich Jane. And Rich Jane loves big cocks. And she's not shy about it.
Okay. Okay. It's that kind of podcast.
I came out of the gate like with a punch.
Okay.
But she's into big penises, right? As a late teen, her favorite artist was Jay-Z.
Okay, I actually thought you were going for a second double entendre of like roosters and chickens are her favorite. Okay, no.
No.
Penises.
No, yeah.
Wait, is Turtle listening to this right now?
I'm sorry, Turtle's the last show of the season. So.
Yeah, please turn off the episode, Turtle. Okay. Oh my God. All right, penises. Let's do this. All right. Let's go.
So as a late teen, right, her favorite artist was Jay-Z, because he's kind of known for his massive junk. One of his ex-girlfriends was quoted saying, quote, like a 1-liter Pepsi bottle.
Okay.
Do you call those things a 20-ounce bottle? It's beyond huge. It could block the sun, unquote.
Did you do research for this episode?
Yes, I do research all the time.
You're bringing in quotes and research? My God.
There's more, right? There's more research that's going to come up to the fore.
You've stepped up the production values on Sticky Pickles.
It's the last episode. Gotta do your job. I hope you did, Maria.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I did not research penis sizes for my, now I feel like I need a cram for the exam or something.
For the exam?
Cram for
the
exam.
Is that a euphemism?
Hey.
Rich Jane always kind of comments, right, after she has like a trashy night with a nobody, you know, and she'll rate it from 1 to 10, right? And her, you know, she...
It's like we've abandoned all pretense of respectability here. Okay.
She even has a plant called an echinaceous, right? Which she loves because when it flowers, it looks like a man's happy little soldiers.
No, should I Google it?
No, I will. Let me just text you.
Text it to me. All right.
There you go.
No, that's a text from my mother. That's not from you. Okay. Wow, it really does.
Right?
It's like a dog when he gets too excited. Is kind of
yep.
Like, yeah.
And even once at a dinner party, she was kind of bored and she was trying to convince the other guests that she could fall in love with a horse. Like not a Shetland pony kind of horse, but like a Jutland horsey, right? These are like the Carlsberg. Do you remember the Carlsberg ads?
The really big, the ones that pull.
Jutlands. Yeah.
Is that the kind? Yeah.
I did my research.
You did the Jutlands. What, isn't there another kind? Oh my God, what are they called? There's another kind we call them the Budweiser horses. They're the Clydesdales.
Clydesdales
and Jutlands. Yeah, okay.
There we are. Same size or thereabouts. Sorry.
Terrifyingly huge.
Yeah. Terrifyingly huge. She's in love with them. So you get the picture. She's like what we would call big wood mad.
Okay, so she's dick obsessed.
Yeah, and has been forever. And this is her 30th birthday. Big birthday, 30, right?
Yeah.
And Sarah, Jane's best friend, who is our protagonist in this story, is trying to sort out the party and an extremely special gift for her dear friend. Because the problem is that Jane is very rich.
problem is that she's rich?
Well, she's very rich. She has everything she's ever wanted, you know, and all the kind of stuff. Yeah. So you got to come up with something creative.
Okay. So what do you get?
Yeah.
Someone who's dick obsessed, but she already has everything she could possibly want.
Right. Maria? Sticky pickle number one.
our podcast name just feels very unfortunate right now. Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable right now. I'm so uncomfortable.
I love you. It's the last episode.
I know. I'm trying to think of, like, she already has everything, right? So,
yeah. What do you get your BFF whose dong must be big enough to make her ding?
This is so outside my wheelhouse.
People come here for your expertise, Maria.
Oh, I know. I've never known anybody like this, like not even remotely. So I'm like, I don't know. Like a sex store coupon or something. Not a coupon. A gift certificate to like a dildo store kind of place.
Extra, extra large.
Yeah. I feel like buying your friend an actual sex toy is really weird. So I'd be like, go help yourself. But maybe that's just me. Like, maybe people buy each other dongs.
I did give one to one of my very, very close friends for her wedding present.
I could never in a million years. I would die. I would absolutely die.
Well, oh my God. Sarah's a little bit crazier than I am because she decides to go to the local horse riding school to ask if she can take some pics of their horses. And of course, she doesn't mention what she's actually zeroing in on with her super lens, right? But she gets
like, she's one of those horse girls. It's okay.
She gets like some absolute zinger close-ups. Okay.
Oh my God.
She's looking at these pics, thinking, "What do I do with these? You know, do I get them framed? There's some great ones."
Respectfully, isn't this the kind of thing she could just Google? Like she couldn't just Google horse dicks.
It's much better if someone does a gift and makes it themselves, don't you think?
Okay.
It's an important time. It's the 30th birthday party. So
I'm so I hate that I've said the phrase like horse dicks, like all these different phrases that will never, ever land me a job. I will never, ever get another gig in corporate America after this.
Yeah,
episode.
Fuck corporations.
Fuck corporate. I am completely unemployable now. It's great. All right, let's do this. Ooh, my God.
So she decides to commission a to size replica dildo of the schlong.
I'm sure there are real people like this, but this is. I mean, wouldn't it be easier to just like put your arm up to the elbow?
She's not looking for easy.
up in like a plaster cast, just like an arm, a fisting arm kind of thing. Isn't that sort of the same idea at a certain point?
She probably didn't think about that. Okay, Maria, she wasn't trying to cut corners here.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah, we're going to be really thorough and not cut corners when it comes to making a dildo for your friend.
Yeah. So she doesn't make it herself. She's not crazy, right? But she contacts the dildo makers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what, though? I'm sure that's not even.
Yes. I did some research.
Oh, bless. I'm sure they get requests like that all the time.
So dildo makers across the land, she contacts them asking which one would be willing to create this beast of silicone for her friend. And she finds somebody, and 2 months later, it arrives. And it is stupendous and utterly realistic. Honestly, Sarah doesn't care, like, anything about size. Like, you know, that's not her thing. But she can't take her flipping eyes off this thing.
Well, at a certain point, it just becomes impressive.
Yes, right? it's just impressive.
Like, it's a spectacle.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, so fast forward to the day of the party, you know, Sarah's in her hotel room And let's be honest, she's gazing at the horse penis dildo, right?
No. Curl.
That's what she's doing.
No. Please. Girl, please. Wherever. No. I, as your friend, I am begging you. Please.
Nope.
No.
Like most of us who would be giving this gift, you know, any gift, would have wrapped it by now, right? This is the day of the party, but Sarah.
What is she walking around with it, like cradling it like a baby?
She's lying on her stomach on the bed and it's like beside her.
No, please. Oh, I can see the train. Barreling.
Utterly fascinated by it, right?
I'm about to get run over by this train. And all I can do is just see it coming.
Yeah, she just left the wrapping to the last minute. And it turns out a minute too late because suddenly there's a knock at the door.
Okay. Right?
And she's lying there admiring this horse cock. Plastic horse cock and panics. Oh, you know,
yes.
She doesn't know what, you know, she doesn't know who's up behind the door. She doesn't know what to do. So she slams the whole thing into a plastic bag and shoves it into the bar fridge.
Okay. All right. I'm not sweating anymore. Okay.
So good.
You scared me. I know. You scared the shit out of me.
You're welcome. I did some storytelling training. But who should be at the door but Jane, birthday girl's mother, right? Saying, surprise, surprise, I heard there was a party and I'm coming too. Okay, not the kind of party you want to show up.
Unless mom is also Big Wood Mad.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so Sarah doesn't know that. She doesn't want to take that risk. You know, maybe it does flow in the family. We don't know.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, who knows? Yeah.
And then she's like kissing mom, wying her cheeks. And she's like, you know, I insist you leave the shoddy room and come stay at the Randolph with me. You can have the penthouse suite all to yourself because she's rich. Jane's mom.
Oh, that's right.
Before you know it, Sarah is whisked off, grabbing her toiletries and her bags and bouncing out the door, checking out early to go to the Randolph.
Oh, no. Did she forget her horse penis in the refrigerator? No.
Yes. Yes, she did.
You forgot your horse penis. What are you going to do now?
Over to you, Maria.
That actually, I would pay big money to be a fly on the wall to listen to that conversation with the front desk. Because I guarantee you the front desk staff have heard it all. And they are like unflappable. And they're like, so you left your what in the where? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll ask our housekeeping staff to keep an eye out for it. And we'll give you a call if it turns up.
Exactly. And I can actually say, Maria, because pre-Maria time, I have actually done the sequel to this already. Season 1, episode 3.
Oh, my God!
And you can find out exactly how the hotel staff find this thing and what they do.
OMG!
Oh, my God! Season 5, episode 10!
You prequeled yourself! You prequeled yourself. That is quite the move.
Well, thank you very much. It comes from a guest of the show, Tom Langford, who I was yakking about this with, and he... he was insistent that I return to that story. So there you go, God. Tom. That was for you.
Oh, bless Tom. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I lost a few years off my life anticipating.
I loved it. The sounds were so good. I'm sorry, listeners, if they were a bit close.
Oh, mine? Was I? Was it me?
No, it was gorgeous. It was like, oh.
I was like, no, please don't make me react to that. Oh my God, I have so many memories of visiting so many ancient Greek sites and being like, that is a giant penis.
Yeah.
My ancestors were, they had a great time.
Well, Jane only wishes she lived when they were around.
When all those orgy theaters were in frequent use. Good times.
Good times. Good times.
I'm so glad I get to go after your story.
Boom,
this
boom.
Is going to be great.
Maria, what is your sticky pickle? Skip helps herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine's a work story.
It's okay. They've had enough cocks.
Yeah, there's no genitalia in my story. No, they're a cock of a different nature, non-genitalia.
Okay.
Yes. So, Susie is the protagonist of my story, and it's the holidays for Susie, and like it is kind of for us. It's the holiday season.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it means deadlines. Everybody's wrapping up before the end of the year because everyone's already mentally checked out. And it also means what, for me, I always dread, but others usually look forward to, which is the
Christmas party.
Yeah, Christmas parties. I hate them, but my husband loves them. So
I
love them.
I love them too.
I know. I'm weird. I really don't care for them. But Susie is looking forward to her work's party this year because, she has a new beau. She's been dating this guy named Adam for about 6 months. So it's long enough that she feels like she can bring him round to the holiday party.
So pretty, yeah. Established.
Established, exactly. Like enough that they're like enmeshed in each other's lives. And Adam is starting to learn a little bit about Susie's work goings on. Cause you know, she's coming over or after work and, you know, venting about her day at work. And one character that Adam has heard a lot about from Susie at work is Susie's skip boss. And is this a phrase that you're familiar with, skip boss?
No, I don't know what that means. I thought his name was Skip.
No, no. Okay. No. So this is skip boss or skip. I don't know if this is like a tech thing because I always would just say my boss's boss. But apparently in some circles, people say my skip boss or just my skip.
Oh, it must be sailing because you have a skipper on a sailboat and they tend to be the head honcho.
Maybe, or just like a skip level. Like you skip a level from like you skip your manager and go over their head and it's your manager's manager. So
did you not research this, Maria?
Well, I actually did Google it for 3 seconds and there are skip level, skip boss, or just skip.
Yes, I see it now.
Yes, yes. I don't know how well known that phraseology is because it was a little bit new to me too, but I've been
we've all learned something.
Yes.
If we didn't know. Yeah.
Horse penises and skip boss. It's true.
Exactly. You know. we have it covered. We've got you covered. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need. We're here for you, folks. So Adam's been hearing a lot about Susie's skip boss. And Susie's skip boss, her name is Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy is loud. And she loves to have her big sales calls while walking up and down the aisles of the cubicles with one of those like wireless headsets. And she projects real loud. So she talks like this on all her calls. So everybody can hear how important she is and how much money she's making the company while she's on the sales call.
Do you know what? That actually literally happened to me all the time. But the sales guys had stress balls. So they would bounce them against the walls near my desk, like ding, 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 as they were having this call.
This is totally not drawing from my own personal experiences whatsoever. Lucy, the skip boss, also has this awesome habit that Susie complains about all the time to Adam. I would have said the ball bouncy thing, but actually this is worse than the ball bouncy thing. And this 100,000% actually happened to me at a former job. So I cannot believe it's taken me this long to weave it in. Lucy, while on her big important calls, likes to raid Susie's desk for hand cream. So, if you're anything like me and Susie, you have very nice, luxurious hand cream that you use at your desk because your hands and your fingers get dry after typing all the time in an office. And you've got like expensive, premium shea butter hand cream. Now, when one puts things on one's desk at work, one does not expect that it's open season for all your other colleagues to just help themselves whenever they want, right?
Agree.
Well, Lucy doesn't think so. Lucy figures if they're my reports or my reports of my reports, I can use whatever's on their desk. So
you don't mind.
Yeah. But she's not even going to ask. She's just on her big important calls, and she's just going to reach over while she's talking in front of Susie while Susie's typing on her computer and give herself a few hand pumps of Susie's very premium hand cream and slather it all over her hands. This happened to me for years at a job.
Why didn't you put, like, you know, I don't know, some crap cream inside?
I should have put, like, capsaicin in it. Yeah, I should have done. I should have. But it was, like, the weirdest fucking thing. I never to this day have figured out why this person thought that was okay. Yeah. Never figured it out. And it was, like, a vice president, too. It was so ridiculous. Anyway.
Because they're so fucking full of themselves. And you know what? When you were saying that, I was thinking, I'd probably do that. I'd probably be that dickhead that would do that.
You would steal hand cream from someone else's desk, like literally reach over in front of them as they're typing, like across their face to use their hand cream. You would do that?
I'm trying to think if I would do it. The reason I would do it would be to show some camaraderie. Like, don't think you're beneath me. Even I would use your hand cream. That, but I think that's what they think. I think that's what they think. I think they think.
Even I would deign to take a pump of your hand cream.
You're not gross. You're not gross to me. You don't think you're gross. You probably think you're gross because I'm beautiful and, you know.
I make lots of money and you don't.
Yeah, exactly. But look, I'm using the cream. I'm using it. Pumpy pump pump.
Yes, I see that you got that $25 of shea butter hand cream on sale from the body shop. For me, that's not a big deal. For you, you had to wait until it was on sale, but that's okay. Your hand cream is still lovely.
Is she doing one pump or is she doing three pumps?
No, she's doing like three pumps and she does this a lot, like several times a day for weeks.
Pump, pump, pump.
Yeah, so like, again, 25, no, this is definitely personal for me. $25 hand cream, it's expensive. Imagine you're like an admin, you're low level, and it's like, that's expensive shit. And like, this person comes over and is using like more than half of it.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. It's like years later, I'm still mad about this. Anyway.
Get it out.
The rest of the story is not at all about me, but the hand cream thing, actually, what some people who worked with me might actually know who this person is that did this to me.
Fantastic. If you're listening, hi guys.
Yeah, they know. Because it was so weird. Like all my colleagues who sat around me was like, they keep doing that. That's so weird. Yeah. That's like the thing.
Amazing.
All right. So again, Lucy is the skip boss that is using Susie's hand cream. Susie's got the big holiday party coming up. And Susie is also up for a promotion. So she needs to go to that holiday party. She wants to make sure that her beau Adam is on her arm looking really impressive. And she knows that she has to make a good impression and chat up the right people, including Lucy, at this party, because like it's that kind of company where you're expected to be a team player and, you know, going with the culture. And this is like a big promotion. This would make her at the same level of her own boss.
But all she can see is that hand cream bitch.
Well, yeah. She's kind of like, she gets home from work and she bitches about it to Adam. And he's like, God, that's so fucking weird. Oh my God, that's so weird. Who does that? And Susie's like, yeah, I know. But like, I can't say anything because she's my skip. So whatever. Adam works a job that's casual and fun, a small office, and his party is coming up and it's going to be super fun and very casual. He's like, I'll bring snacks and drinks. He gets along really well with his coworkers. Problem is, it's the exact same date and time as Susie's party.
Oh.
It's the same Friday evening. You know how Decembers are. There's only like three Fridays in December and like all the stuff is scheduled for the same fucking three Fridays. And you always have to make choices in December anyway. And so they're a new couple. It's their first holiday together. It's their first holiday party together. Neither of them want to go separately to their own thing. So that's like the easy thing. Like, okay, Adam, you go to your thing. Susie, I'll go to my thing. And no. Nobody wants to go alone. Nobody wants to fly solo and be like, hey, oh, my guy couldn't come with me. So they have to have the hard conversation. Which one are they going to go to? And What do you think they decide to do?
I mean, the responsible answer would be that he, you know, goes to his and then comes to hers, you know, like does the twofer, which is exhausting and horrible.
Oh, and the same night? Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, no, people do that, you know.
Yeah, that's tough. Man, especially if they're on opposite sides of the city or wherever, like they're hard to get to, that's tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. would be the responsible thing. So do you think he actually does that?
Fuck no.
No.
I think he obviously says, why the fuck would I want to go to your party where you're, you know, obsessed with your skip boss? I'm going to go to mine, which is super great fun. Sorry, babe.
Nope.
I imagine that's what he would do. Okay.
No. They have a little argument, but it's a little one. And Susie's like, listen, I know your work party is going to be really fine and mine's going to be boring and very networky, but like, I need this for this promotion. Like, I have to go. And everyone else is going to have their significant others with me. It's going to look super weird if I'm not there. And like,
yeah,
like we got to make sacrifices and make choices.
Feels like a guilt trip a bit, though. I'd be like, dude.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm sorry.
I want to go to my work party.
I need you to come to mine and I can't go to yours. And Adam's like, okay, I'll not happy about it. I'm really not
Betty's
happy.
Not.
He's got the dark cloud, the grumbly dark cloud over his head. Like, I'm really not happy about it because like my workplace is actually fucking fun.
Yeah. And it's my fucking work party. And
I was going to bring my snickerdoodles and now I can't. So now they're just going to be sitting in my fridge and fuck, you know.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. But there's a lot of free booze at Susie's work party because they've got deep pockets. So there's that. So Adam and Susie, arm in arm, go to Susie's work party. And it's at like a very fancy hotel and they've rented out like a nice ballroom and it's open bar. Whoa. And there's like live music on the stage. Very nice. Everyone's dressed to the nines and tens and elevens. Beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I miss those.
Yeah, I mean, those are nice. Yeah, but Adam makes a beeline straight for the bar. Because he's really not happy that he has to be there. And he's like, if I have to be here and miss out on my own fun, I'm going to get sauced. It's not my job. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And Susie is like very buttoned up and like, I got to make a good impression. I'm going to walk people around.
And thought about this beforehand.
Yeah. So she also is trying to keep in mind, like, here's a little detail I didn't mention at the beginning of the story, which I didn't think was relevant, but maybe I should have mentioned earlier.
Lucy's her mother.
No. Lucy is pregnant.
Oh.
Lucy is very visibly pregnant.
Okay.
So Susie's like, I'm not going to drink because Lucy's pregnant and I'm going to be like sympathetic to Lucy. Again, Lucy's my
Fuck
skip.
Off.
And like, it's all part of the networking. Like if she's going to have a seltzer with lime, I'm going to have a seltzer with lime because you know what? Sobriety, solidarity.
Can I tell you something? I would freaking hate that if were I the skip. Right? Yeah. I would just be like, can you get out of my ass? Like, seriously, I'm just trying to have a fucking party here. And you're like, oh no, I'll have the seltzer and lime as well.
You think it's too ingratiating? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, so Susie's telling Adam on their way over, like, hey, I'm not going to be drinking. You have fun. I'm not going to be drinking because Lucy can't drink, so she's pregnant. And he's like, wait, Lucy is the one that does your hand cream shit, right? And he's like, she says, yeah, that's the one. But, you know, she's pregnant, so be nice, you know, it's, you know, don't do anything weird. So they're walking around the party together. They haven't found Lucy or anything like that. And they're trying to meet up with some of Susie's coworkers and saying hello to people. And Adam's getting a little more sauced. And then, you know, they're walking around and Adam notices a prominent tummy on somebody that seems to be looking Susie's way. And Adam, three drinks in, just whips around. He goes, points at the tummy and goes, oh, you're Lucy?
Okay.
And the woman in question goes, no, I'm Linda. And Adam says, wait, you're not the one who's taking her hand cream like a fucking weirdo? And this is all really loud, right?
Because he's a bit pissed.
He's pissed, and, right?
Yep.
And Linda replies, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. So Linda's like, hand cream.
I work with Susie. I'm a coworker of hers. And then Adam goes, oh, I saw your tummy, so I thought you were the pregnant one.
Okay.
And Susie basically wants to die. And Linda goes, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat.
P- perfect. A double whammy. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, love it. So love it, Maria.
How does Susie extricate herself from the puddle of goo she's turned herself into on the floor right now? What do you do if you're Susie right now?
I think you go up to him and you go, "Sir, I think you need to leave this party immediately. I don't know where security is, but you're obviously, I'm just pretend she doesn't know him."
She doesn't know him. So no damage control is needed with the coworker, Linda, who's not pregnant, just fat. No, nothing needed. Yeah.
Well, you can comfort her in the bathrooms, claiming you don't know the guy that did it.
Yeah.
Obviously you're going to have to keep that lie forever as you work there. And that's gonna great.
Susie and Adam get married 3 years later, and they're Linda's like, "Wait, that guy?"
I totally get, and I know this like personally, that work parties, especially of your partners, can be very stressful events because they're freaked. You know, they want to make a good impression, and you're there as their arm candy or whatever the hell you are. And, you know, you have to be polite and nice and blah.
And talk to your coworkers and your coworkers' spouses. Oh, wait, not your coworkers, your significant other's coworkers who you don't know but you've heard about. And then the spouses of those coworkers, you're like, "I genuinely don't know what to say to you."
I was at one of these events my husband was at, right? So it was his event and I was like the plus one, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I think I went and got a glass of wine and I'm walking back and I hear my husband ask this guy, "Would you rather be 8 foot tall or have 8 feet?" Like, I'm not even kidding. And we're on the balcony of some fucking swanky hotel.
And, you just wanna throw yourself like, off of it.
What the fuck is going on? Just honestly.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think your approach of just being like, "Sir, I don't know you. I don't know you," is an interesting approach.
Okay, what happens? What happens?
Honestly, it's just there's a lot of Susie going, "Adam, you're way too drunk. We need to go." And but now Linda, the coworker, knows that somebody's blabbing about the hand cream thing. Not that it's a big deal, but it's like, "Oh, that's what you're talking about." And the promotion does not go well. Let me put it that way. Doesn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because from her point of view, she's probably going, "That's the cheapest hand cream I deign to put on my hands." Right. She doesn't see anything with it. She's like going, "This is like chump change for me. I normally have like, you know, whatever Chanel hand cream that's 80 quid a bottle. So
why should I care about any of that?"
Yes. Like what, how could I, you know, I can't relate.
Yeah, yeah. You clearly are not management material. Yeah, so Susie's a little mad, and she and Adam break up. The end.
Are you kidding me? That's how you're ending the season?
That is how I'm ending the season.
Do they have great sex? Does she get a hold of a...
She finds something in the refrigerator, and there you go.
There we go. That's it for this episode and season of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your ass and review, or don't, but it would be nice. Super nice.
It'd be nice, and you can always get in touch with us on social media. If you're still on Twitter, we are too. We're at Sticky Pickles on Twitter. And at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And if you find me on Mastodon, I'm at Varmazas at mstdn.social, where I post about
Sticky Pickles. We need to get Sticky on there next season.
Yeah, I think that is a next season thing. That's a to-do for us / me. So I think I need to get my butt off the ground and get that done.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, see you guys in 2023. Happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be back in 2023, everybody. We're taking our winter break so we can come back refreshed in the new year.
Yeah, look into horse cocks. Just kidding. God. Jesus. Guys, don't be such perverts.
By 2023, I will probably emerge from my secondhand embarrassment. Girl, I love you. You always make me laugh. Thank you for such a good season. Oh my God. What a journey today. What a journey. Hand cream and horse penises. Good Lord.